Genesis chapter 32. Amen. And looks like there's several that are out tonight. I hope they're working. I hope they're not sick with the bug. But if they're laying out of church, Lord, lay it on them. No, I'm teasing. Amen. Glad to see everyone here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Y'all already got me spoiled. I tried to preach to some young people last night that want to sit and stare at me. I said, now look, no. I told them I'm in the middle of a red hot revival. Y'all, I'm wound up. Y'all not going to sit there and just look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know if I made a believer out of them, but I was glad to come back here where folks could preach the preacher to death. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be back in the house of the Lord. And your pastor and his wife have just rolled out the red carpet that, almost make you feel like one of them camp meeting type of preachers. And we sure do love and appreciate them. And amen. God is good. Genesis 32 and 24. Genesis 22 and 34. I'm sorry, 20. Excuse me. Help me, Lord. 32 and 24. Let's try it right. Genesis 32 and 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Notice, his thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Skipping to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. And verse number 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Amen. Oh, we could call this a lot of things tonight. We could call it the spirit of Jacob. We could call it Jacob's fire, whatever you want to call it. But I think tonight I just want to call this the spirit of determination. The spirit of determination. Amen. Let's pray again. Let's ask for the help of the Holy Ghost. Would you lift your voice? Jesus, we love you.
Praise God. Lord, we need that anointing tonight, God. Help tonight, God. Oh, in the name of our God, speak, Lord. Open the windows of heaven, God. Pray the perfect will of God be done tonight. We'll give you the praise and all the glory and all the honor. It belongs unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. God bless you. May be seated tonight. You know, when we consider, and I'm not going to be long here tonight, amen. I know we've got church in the morning, but when we consider the God of the New Testament, and we think about all of His kind attributes, all of His gracious and merciful attributes, amen. It probably, for most of us anyway, would seem as some kind of a shock for God to speak the words that He spoke in Malachi concerning Esau. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Probably many have pondered the reason for such a direct statement from the Lord. But I honestly believe tonight that the answer is very evident if we would stop and just begin to consider the lives of these twin brothers.
Esau was a man that had everything handed down to him due to his age. He was heir. He was the inheritor. It belonged to him. But Esau was also a man's man. He was the hunter. He'd be the fisherman, the outdoorsman. He was just that mountain man, if you want to call it. But one day he come home hungry, and I tell you, we got to be careful when we start getting hungry for things that have no spiritual profit in it. Amen. We gotta make careful decisions when we get hungry. Amen. In fact, when this old flesh starts acting up, starts wanting things it shouldn't be wanting, you've got to get back to praying, and you've got to push that plate back and say, you know what? I'm not going to let this old flesh get in my way. I've come too far. Let my carnal mind and my carnal appetite bind what God's trying to do, not just in my life, but in my church and in this revival. Amen. And so here's a man that came home one day, and the Bible said he was hungry. Amen. And his hunger for the lust of the flesh was greater than his desire for the blessings of God. Anytime you want something out there more than you want what's up there, amen, you've got to get your spirit right, friend. Get your focus back. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I'm hungry for the Holy Ghost tonight. I drove a long way to see God do a great, great work in this church. I'm not hungry for worldly fame or worldly thrills. I'm where I want to be, in the house of God, feasting on heavenly manna. Thank God for Holy Ghost revival tonight. Thank God for what God's done. But thank God for what God's doing right now tonight. And by faith, what God's going to do again tomorrow. I'm hungry for a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it was the smell of food that manifested a disease that infected his soul. That was, we could call tonight, a disease called unconcern. Esau was far too unconcerned with things that should have mattered to him. Amen. His birthright was traded for a meager meal, and a lifelong inheritance was forsaken for one single moment's pleasure. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, church, that unconcern will always see to it that you never get anywhere in the kingdom of God. You don't want revival? Just be unconcerned about it. You don't want to see a harvest of souls? Then just be unconcerned about lost humanity. Amen. Dear God, we don't need the spirit of unconcern upon the saints of God. We got to shake that thing off. That's not the spirit of Christ. That's not from heaven. Man, and so it was this same spirit of unconcern, amen, that put a hatred, I believe, in the heart of God. And as long as time exists, Esau will be remembered as the one that God hated. I don't want that to be my testimony. I don't want that on my epitaph. I don't want to be remembered as the one that was unconcerned about the things of God. But oh, on the other side of the womb was a boy by the name of Jacob. His life was a complete and total contrast. His very first breath, he was after something that didn't belong to him, grabbing a hold of his brother's heel. He was a plain boy. He was a tent dweller. He was a simple mama's boy, a cook that stayed in the kitchen. Everything he got, he worked for. Everything he got, he fought for it. He took Esau's birthright. He deceived his father to get Esau's blessings. It wasn't his. It didn't belong to him. But a boy said, if there's a way, I'll find the way. I know what I want. I've set my mind. I'm focused and I'm determined. I'll get what I desire. And the Bible tells us that he served 7 years for Rachel. Somehow ended up with Leah. Now, y'all explain that to me. You know more than I am. I don't know how you marry a woman, wake up the next day and find out she's not the woman you thought she was. Some of y'all got the answers. Okay, you can tell me after church. But he said, I'll serve 7 years for Rachel, and I'll serve 7 more for Rachel. Amen. And here's a man that fell in love with a young lady. And I thought about this young lady, Rachel, that one day she would say, "Give me children or else I die." I think he found something in her that was a whole lot like him, that said, "I'm motivated. I'm determined. And there's a way, and somehow I can get God involved in this thing. Me and God, we make up the majority." Amen. And here's a man that's left all alone, the Bible said. Here's a man that needed some answers. He needed divine direction. He needed help in the trial of his life. All of a sudden, here comes an angel. And the Bible said Jacob wrestled with that angel all night long. The angel finally had to touch the thigh and make it go out of joint. That didn't stop Jacob. He kept on fighting. He kept on scratching. He kept on digging. It was one minor setback, but he didn't go home and stuck his thumb and said, "Well, I give him." No. He said, "I'm not quitting. I will not let you go until thou hast blessed me. I need your help tonight. I can't live on yesterday's bread. I can't live on last week's revival. I need a brand new touch tonight. I need God right now. Right now. And I will not let you go." Oh, let's give him some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Anybody got a made up mind? "I'm going to live for God and work for God. I'm still here. I'm still digging. I'm still pushing. I'm still pressing." You know, here's a man that needed God. Anybody need God tonight? Here's a man that knew he needed God. He got as close to the presence of God as he could get. And God said, "All right, we'll see just about how bad you want this thing, son." And made him limp. Made him. He gave him a good excuse to pack up and go home. But Jacob said, "I'm not going home. I've already made up my mind. I know what I want, and I know where to go to get it. And what I need can be found in the barroom. And what I need can be found in a dance hall. And what I need can be found on social media. I know where I'm at. And I know what's here. And I know somehow I can get a hold of his touch. A hold of a heavenly garment. I know somewhere there's a power and an anointing to move in my life. And God can turn things all around for my good." Somebody ought to praise the Lord. "Come on, where at, Jacob? I'm not going home. I'm staying. I know where I'm at. I'm staying." Be seated. So here's a man that said, "God, I'm not going to let you go. Do you bless me?" You imagine talking back to an angel like that? Maybe he had to know he was something. He said, "I want a blessing. You know, let me go. I'm not letting you go." Can I tell you what? That's exactly what God wanted to hear. I'm going to tell you what, good saints of God, sometimes God will take a step back to make sure you'll take a step forward. Sometimes God's going to, oh God. Some days God's going to not show up right on time just to see how bad do you want it. In fact, it may be just like that tonight. God may just say, "Hey, on a cold Saturday night, how bad do you want my touch? Are you willing to press beyond the veil of your flesh? Are you willing to dig down and press?" Jacob said, "I'm not going home. I'm not leaving this way. I'm getting what I came for." And so this is a strange transaction here. "Let me go." He said, "No." That's not what I would have thought a man would have said to God. But then another strange statement
What is thy name? Now, we've been resting around the dust of the earth all night long. I'll never walk the same because of you. I mean, we done got down the mud. We done got bloody and messed up. We've been fighting all night long. And you want to know what's my name? What does that have to do with anything? I want a blessing. I need help. I've got an Esau over there that's going to destroy me and my wife and my kids. I need help right now. And you want to know what is my name? Why does that matter what my name is? Because he was trying to make a point. Who do you identify with? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. What word describes you best? He said, my name is Jacob. I'm a lying, deceiving man. I'm a man that's a little crooked at times. I'm a supplanter. I have the best reputation. And he was saying, but from tonight on, I'm changing your identity. From tonight on, you're going to be called Israel, for you have prevailed with man and with God. It's a night. I'm changing you the way you walk. I'm changing you the way you talk. I'm changing you your identity. I'm changing you your world. I said, God, do that tonight. Change my mind. Change my walk. Change my talk. But God, come in my world and change me. Oh, praise him, somebody. Come on, praise him. And that's why God said, I love Jacob. I love Jacob. I love him. Because I really think sometimes. Come here, bub. Not you. You're too big. Come here. I think God's tired. No, come here. Push over Christians. You know what that is? That's called a little resistance. I'm pushing, he's pushing back. There's some people, relax. No, stand up and relax. Yeah, don't resist. I don't want your mom to get mad at me. Some people, hey, y'all can walk by and just be like, I said relax. You know what, come here. My pastor one day, he said, I ain't gonna do that again. He called me up, for example, one day, and he was trying to, I don't even know what he's preaching. And he kind of just punched me in the gut, you know. And I was a rough, tough teenager, and I wouldn't dare going, ooh. He said, oh, really? Wham! That time, I felt it. There wasn't no acting going on. Amen. But there's some people, stand up. Just relax. Just relax, okay? Hell can walk by and just, ain't no big deal. Stand up. Oh, they didn't eat all my casserole. Push over. I'm quitting the church. I saw some pretty sinner girl. Push over. Push over. Push over. Why are we pushovers? Jacob wasn't no pushover. Jacob said, no, no, no. You ain't running me out of here. You can't drag me out. I know I'm in God's presence. I know what I came for. I know who I am, and I know who he is. And bless God, it may take all night long, but I'm not quitting. I'm not leaving. You can't drag me out. I'm staying where God is. I'm staying in the church. Come on, lift your hands and let's love the Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost. I'm preaching to you tonight that God, amen, amen, he didn't like all of Jacob's attitudes, or maybe all of his mindset or his methods. He didn't like all of his schemes and his games. But one thing he found was, I like your spirit of determination. I tried to make you quit. You wouldn't quit. I tried my best, but you kept on coming. And you're back in the fight. You're back in the church. You're back praying, back fasting. You're back running. You're back shouting. Hey, I like that boy. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
God, I need you bad tonight.
And I didn't come to preach about how much God hates unconcern is I'm talking about how much God loves determination. A man with a made up mind, a young lady with a made up mind. I'm not quitting. I've come too far to go back now. I'm going to get further in God than I've ever been in all of my life. I'm going to dig deeper. I'm going to climb higher. I'm pressing forward. I'm determined. I'm determined. I'm determined. Somewhere life brought Jacob to a point where he said, you know, all my life I fought for this earthly thing and this earthly thing and this earthly thing. But God brought him to a crossroads, Pastor Wurst, where earthly things could not help him. Because he thought Esau was going to destroy him. And finally, Jacob took all of this determination for earthly things and he put it towards a heavenly goal. You know, the Bible talks much, and I'm closer to being done than you think I am. The Bible talks much about accepting the kingdom of heaven as a child. Come to him as a child. You know, we could all stop and think about this, about spiritual comparisons with our kids. I got a little boy here tonight that I don't take him shopping almost anymore. Dad, I want that. Oh, Dad, I got to have that. We was in Bass Pro Shops. He said, Dad, you see that it was an oar, a paddle for a boat. Dad, I got to have that. I don't have one of those. There's a good reason you don't have one, son. You don't have a boat to use that. So he didn't get it. So guess what happened? A preacher found out and gave him one. Do you know what he uses it for? He lit me up one day. That's not what that's for. But my kids like your kids, and we were all the same. Daddy cannot know. That did not take the desire away. And I've seen some parents, bless their little ignorant heart, they'll argue with that kid. I said no. But mama, no. But daddy, no. It's a tennis match. Who is going to win? Don't you ask one more time. But daddy canna. You ask one more time, you're going to get it. But daddy canna. Yeah. One more time, I'm going to take you out and spank your bottom right now. But daddy canna. I said, don't ask again. No, you lied. You said you'll spank him. Now, you ain't done it yet. But that's parenting seminar. And it's just, but canna. And we don't do that in my house. It's you know, if daddy says no, it's no. But then they'll say, later, boy, I tell you what, I sure would like that, but I know I can't. I know I can't, but boy, I sure would like that. That's a little too close to asking, okay? Daddy, I know you said no, but maybe one day I could sure get one of those, you know, just, I'm not asking, I'm just telling you, I still want it. Come as a child. You know what? If we would live for God as stubbornly as we fight against God, this church will be a whole lot bigger than it is right now. In fact, all across the world, our churches will be a whole lot bigger. Let's quit taking no for an answer. When I prayed last week and they hadn't come to church yet, we'll keep on praying. When I invited them last revival and they didn't come, invite them again. But dear God, don't stop at the first no. Keep on praying. Keep on digging. Keep on pressing. And make up your mind. I want it. And bless God, I'm going to get it. Come on. God loves a determined people. I want it. I want the things of God. I want the power of God. I want the anointing of God. I want the grace of God in my life. Somewhere this man possessed a burning desire to tell an angel, I will not let you go. I will not leave you alone. Esau sold out to his flesh, but somewhere Jacob sold out to his God. I've come to preach to you tonight. What kind of church would we be if there were a whole lot less Esau's on the pews and a whole lot more Jacob's on the pew? Well, come on, somebody. How blessed of God will we be tonight if there was a whole number of Jacobs on the pews. If every time we came to church, we came with that same mindset. I've come to have church tonight. Devil, get out of my way. You can't bind me. You can't stop me. I'll pray. I'll worship. I'll sing. I'll run. I'll shout. I'll dance. But I'm coming with a made up mind. Ah, oh, let's love the Lord. Come on. Come on in, Holy Ghost. Somebody, come on. Somebody just take a moment and praise the Lord. Love Him with me. Hallelujah. 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 What would Jacob do tonight in this service? How would Jacob respond? How would Jacob sing? How would Jacob shout? How would Jacob run? How would Jacob dance? Get out of my way, fear. Get out of my way, doubt. Get out of my way, pride. It's Saturday night, but revival night. It's revival night. Hallelujah. God, I want the spirit of a Jacob. Oh. I believe if Jacob were here tonight, he'd have already been running the aisles. If Jacob were here tonight, he'd have prayed so loud you already had a headache. If Jacob was here tonight, he'd be running, he'd be singing, he'd be shouting, he'd be dancing. You know why? I'm not going home the same way I came. I want a blessing. I want a blessing. I want to be involved in the move of God. I came hungry. I'm not satisfied. I'm determined. I'm determined. I'm determined. I'm determined. Somebody obey the Holy Ghost. Come on. I'm going to tell you, some folks will be satisfied just seeing an angel. Well, did you have good church last night? Well, we had good church, man. We saw an angel. Man, that's awesome. What happened then? Well, that was it. We saw an angel. What happened after that? We dismissed and went home. That don't sound too profitable to me. Some people will be satisfied saying, I saw an angel and he touched me. Well, that's awesome. What else happened? Well, that's pretty much it. He touched me and I've been changed a little bit, but we went home. But Jacob said, and I'm putting words in his mouth, I've seen you and you've touched me, but I ain't got everything I come for yet. Oh. Hey, Jacob understood this is not as good as it gets. It can get better. Jacob understood what we felt last Sunday night, I can have again tonight, and again tomorrow morning, and again tomorrow night. Jacob understood there's a whole lot more than what I've already got. Come on, where are you at, Jacob? Are you satisfied? Are you coming hungry? I want more. I want more. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to act like a bunch of Jacobs here for just a few moments. Now listen, God's been kind. God's been good. But I know this church has been praying this week. I know there's been some fasting going on this week. I know. Why did we do that? So to walk in on a Saturday night and say, well, it's been good. No, that's not why you've been praying. That's not why you've been fasting. Something triggered a hunger in you. I said, this has been good. This feels right. It feels good. But I'm still not satisfied. I've seen the angel. I've felt the angel. But I want more of God. I want more of God. My God. It's time for some selfish apostolics. Well, that fell flat. It's time for some selfish apostolics that say, hey, I'm glad for what I've had, but I'm back again tonight and I want more. I want another drink of a heavenly fountain. I want more manna from the glory world. I want more of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so they're going to sing. This is what's about to happen. Jesus is going to pass through this house tonight. And we're going to make up our mind. Do we let him walk by and sit there like an Esau? I say, no, there's my help. God, I feel my help. I see my help coming on. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. My church needs you, Jesus. I feel him already. I'm telling you, God, no, I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to hold a better grip. I'm not letting you go. I'm here. I want the touch. I want the favor. I want the blessing. Come on, let's respond right now. Sing. Come on, let's get out of our pews. Get out of that comfort zone. Reach out to heaven tonight with a spirit of determination. That's it, young people. Well, yeah. Hey. Come on, that's it, young men. There's something down in me crying out. I want more. I want more. Come on, that's it, ladies. Help us, ladies. Hey, we're still in revival. Still digging. Still pressing. Yes. Ha ha. Oh, pray the Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. I'm just showing Jesus how bad I want to move of the Holy Ghost. Yes! Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Let that flame burn in your soul. Hallelujah. problem. That's it. Jesus is passing by. Reach out tonight. Get a hold of it. Reach out. Come on, ladies. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't you reach over and pray for somebody that's beside you. Come on, let's link, let's join up with somebody. Let's let this thing flow like electricity. That's it, go ahead. Go ahead, hallelujah. Oh yeah, hallelujah. That's it, join with somebody. Let's lift our voices, come on, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That's it, young men, go ahead. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, parents. That's it, that's it, that's it, hallelujah. Ha-ha. Jesus is passing by. Hallelujah. Get a hold of him, Jacob. Get a hold of him, Jacob.